Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line. Who am I speaking to today?
Danae Sanders.
Hi, Ms. Sanders. How are you doing?
How are you? I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents
No.
with another law firm?
No.
Okay. So are you willing to affirm?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And is this for yourself or for a loved one?
For myself.
Okay. Have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I hate asking this question. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes, ovarian.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sorry for everything you're going through.
Thank you.
And when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. It cut off a little bit. What did you say?
It cut off on my end, too.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like we have a kind of bad connection, so I do apologize if I have to ask any questions over. I'll try
sure,
to make this as quick
no problem.
As possible. When
Thank
were
you
diagnosed?
April 14th of 2024.
Okay. Oh, man. I'm so sorry. And who was your diagnosing doctor?
My diagnosing doctor was Dr. Lily Ivern. She's my obstetric gynecologist.
Okay. And what city and state is she located?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Is she at the University City Science Center?
No, the hospital name is Chester County Hospital.
Okay, Chester County. Right. And I do apologize if there's any pause. I'm just looking.
No problem.
Okay. Okay, is Chester County Hospital located at 701 East Marshall Street?
Yes.
Does that sound familiar? Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. And then I have a phone number that showed up for her. It's 215-662-6747. Does that sound like the best phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay, thank you. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer before being diagnosed?
I believe I used it 5 to 6 times in a year.
Okay. Are you a current resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is your date of birth, please?
3/4/94.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Now, we never ask to reach out to anyone, but if you do have any other friends, family, or loved ones who also use hair relaxers, feel free to give my number, okay? I'll be texting it to you after we finish everything. So if you do hear of anyone else, feel free to give my number. But like I said, we never reach out without permission, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I do apologize if any of these questions are repetitive. What state did you use hair relaxer in?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, thank you. When did you start using hair relaxers?
I used hair relaxer 12 years ago. 12 years.
Okay, so about 2012.
Yes, January 2012.
Okay, thank you. And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
I stopped using in April of 2024.
Okay. Now, how often did you use or apply these products? I have the option of weekly, monthly, 4 times per year, less than 4 times per year, or unsure.
3 years.
Okay. And were
I use it five to six times in a year.
Okay. Yes. I know. That's why I do apologize that some of these questions
I'm sorry,
are repetitive.
Yes. 5 to 6 times in
okay.
a year.
Okay. Now, this next question asks how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products? Did you use it those 12 years consecutively, or did you take any breaks?
I used it the 12 years consecutively.
Okay. Were you mainly doing it at home, salon, or both?
I was doing it at a salon.
Salon, okay. Which brand name products were you using?
I was using the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, thank you. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay, thank you. Okay. What is the name of your treating doctor?
The name of my treatment doctor?
Correct.
One moment. That is, I have different one on one moment.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was just getting in the house. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Her name was Dr. Lori Corey. That was my the oncologist.
Okay. And do you know how to spell her last name?
Yes, it's Lori. Dr. Okay. Lori Corey.
Okay.
Corey, C-O-R-Y. That's with a C.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. The address that came up for Dr. Lori Corey is 440 East Marshall Street, number 101. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. The next question is, what was your treatment date?
My treatment date was April 2024. It was 4 to 5 days after my diagnosis.
Okay. Okay, so around April 19th, April 20th?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what type of treatment did you receive?
I received the chemotherapy, the immunotherapy, and the hysterectomy surgery and pain meds.
And will you please confirm the spelling of your first name, please?
Yes, D-A-H-N-A-Y-A.
Okay, I have D-A-H-N-A-Y-A.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, D.
D, okay. And then will you confirm the spelling of your last name for me, please?
S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Okay, I have S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. Okay, for your email, I have D-A-H. N-A-Y-A-S at gmail.com. Is that still current?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And for your phone number, this is 610-877-2639. Is that the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a mobile or a home phone number?
Mobile.
Okay, thank you. Would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email first when being contacted?
Email.
Email, okay. What is the best time of day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evenings?
Morning.
Morning, okay, thank you. What is your home address?
2210 North 20th Street, Apartment C.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. I have 2210 North 20th Street, Apartment C, in Philadelphia,
yes.
Pennsylvania, 19132.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
No, it's with my doctor.
Okay. All right. So if the attorneys do need the copy of the records, would you be able to provide them mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Now, when you do sign the documents, it does have the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms, so the attorneys will be able to try to request those, but it would only be if they are unable to locate them that you would have to provide
okay.
them. Okay.
Well, I'm out of town right now
okay.
due to office work, so I could provide it when I come back.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. Now, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not.
Okay. What is your emergency contact's first name?
Sure. It's Kiera, K-I-E-R-A.
Okay, K-I-E-R-A.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Her phone number?
215-653-0960.
And relationship?
Relative friend.
Okay, friend. Okay. Okay. And then this is also for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
One moment.
Okay.
I normally don't carry that on me. I'm just looking for it. One moment.
Okay. No problem.
All right, this paper. Right here. Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
160-762-999.
Okay. 160-762-999.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now, before I set up the documents, I just want to double verify that I have the information correct. That way we don't have to go through signing it again. Okay.
Correct.
So, let's see. Okay, so just to affirm, you have not, or you did not already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, correct?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And I'm just going to read everything, and then please stop me if anything is incorrect, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer in April 14th of 2024. Your diagnosing doctor is Dr. Lily Ira in Westchester, Pennsylvania. You used hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed. On average, you used a hair relaxer about 5 to 6 times per year. Your date of birth is 3/4/1994. You were not diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. Does that sound correct so far?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You started using hair relaxer in January of 2012. You stopped using it in April of 2024. You were using it for 12 consecutive years, mainly at the salon. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year. The type of treatment you received was chemotherapy, immunotherapy, a hysterectomy, and pain medication. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And immunotherapy, yes.
Immunotherapy, okay.
Yes.
Your treatment date started around 4 to 5 days after your diagnosis, which is around 4/19/2024. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Your treating doctor is Dr. Lori Corey in Westchester, Pennsylvania as well. Okay. I have your first name as D-A-H. N-A-Y-A, last name S-A-N-D-E-R-S, middle initial D, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I already verified your social twice, so we'll skip that one. Okay, I have your email as dahnayas@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Your address is 2210 North 20th Street, Apartment C, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19132. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay. You said your hospital has the copy of your medical records. Is that correct?
It's with my doctor.
With your doctor. Okay. All right. And then your emergency contact is Kiara, and her phone number is 215-653-0960.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying all of that for me. And I do know that answering these questions is not easy, so I'm so sorry to bring up any memories. But we are almost finished, okay? And I'm
so
sorry for everything that you're going through. I know it wasn't easy.
Yeah, thank you.
But let's help get your voice heard and hold these companies accountable, okay?
Yeah.
Now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. So I will be sending you a DocuSign. I'm just getting the documents set up. So bear with me. You will be getting both it sent to both your cell phone as a text and to your email as well. So whichever way is easier for you. It's going to be sent from Alexa Knox, that's me, at Mass Tort Strategies. I'm just looking them over to make sure that everything copied correctly. So bear with me. All right, so I will be sending that right now, so you should receive the text within a couple seconds. Let me know when you receive it.
Yes.
Okay. Now go ahead and open it and look it over and make sure that I have everything spelled correctly. And then if you have any questions or anything, I'll be right here, okay?
Alrighty. Alrighty.
did just receive the documents on my end, so let me just look them over. Okay, great. That looks beautiful. Okay, so I do just want to say I am deeply sorry for everything that you've had to go through, and I do admire your strength through such a difficult time. If there's anything you need, please feel free to reach out. I'm also going to text you my personal callback number. Please keep a lookout for a call or text or email, since that's what you said that you prefer, from the attorneys from an 800 number. I will also, you know, reach out to you if you haven't heard from them within 3 to 5 business days. Feel free to give me a call with any questions or concerns, and then I can also transfer you straight over to them. I do want to thank you for your time, and you have a blessed day and happy holidays.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye, Ms. Sanders.